Then I heard about the state library's free talking books. Now, I can read books anywhere, anytime.
If you or someone you know is unable to see or turn a page, you can still read with talking books from the state library. Enjoy high-quality recordings of bestsellers, classics, even magazines. They're easy to use. And if you qualify, the books and special player are sent to you free by mail. So enjoy reading. Call toll-free 1-800-452-0292 or visit our website, tbabs.org. That's TBABS.org. Sponsored by the Oregon State Library and aired by the Oregon Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You.
Me?
Yes.
Huh?
You.
What?
You are listening to AM 970 KCNB. State Radio.
The Rick Emerson Show. Sarah is flailing and pointing at the phone. What's up?
You know we have Root, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Jim Root from Los Angeles.
Sure do.
That's what we have.
Yes, we do.
We'll get him in just a moment.
And he has news about fat people.
No, it's not just news about fat people.
Fat people having sex.
Oh, we didn't talk about Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh, blah, 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 Viagra. Blah, blah. There's no joke that I know. See, the look on Sarah's face just now. The look, it was just sort of a... It was like when you get a piece of liver that's gone bad.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. That was the look that crossed your face right now. Because when you think Rush Limbaugh and Viagra, that's like a 1+1 and then the 2 happens in your head.
Or a gray fluffy thing in your milk.
All right. My grandmother used to have those. They were called fluffers. This paper rattling is in honor of Rush Limbaugh today, by the way. I'm not going to make... You know me. I got a whole soft spot for Rush Limbaugh. You know, I can't make... He tackled it well this morning. Rush himself proving once again that he is the master. This morning, he said, the security guards did not believe me when I said that the Viagra, just a souvenir from the Clinton Library... Actually what he said this morning. You gotta be, man, he didn't try to deny it. He walked right up to it this morning. What was the other line? He had some other line today where he's, my friends, what I actually said this morning to the security guards of the fine state of Florida, I actually said I was worried about the upcoming election. There you go. Just a little Rush Limbaugh for him.
That was beautiful.
I'm telling you, man, someday he's gonna be like a wag the dog thing. He's gonna die someday, and they're gonna need somebody to fill in, and that's when that skill's gonna pay off. That ability doesn't get me. You all don't find it funny. They're gonna recruit me someday, and I will fill in for him, and no one will know that he's dead. It'll be like
you're
Dave
living
with
for
Kevin
Rush
Klein.
Limbaugh to die.
Not to die, but maybe to be. You know, I'm just saying
to vacate his place.
Or maybe it's
radio.
Like a. No, I'm just saying maybe it's like a Gallagher 2 thing. You know what I mean? You know, there's Gallagher the comedian that tours now, and then there's Gallagher, he tours big markets, like Seattle, and then there's Gallagher 2, his twin brother, it's completely true. He's been on, they've been on Don Mike. Gallagher 2, which is his twin brother, plays the smaller markets, like Canby. So if you're in a tiny little college town, they have a thing called Gallagher 2, and it is his twin brother who does the same jokes and smashes things with the hammer. It's totally true. They can service twice as much country. So I will be Rush too. You people. Give me a dream, man. I know everybody else wants to, like, be successful on their own and write a book.
Isn't Rush 2 the name of a Jackie Chan movie?
Probably.
Rush Hour 2.
I can't do it as Jackie Chan. Hello, you people across through the plane. This is Excellence in Broadcasting Network. Liberal control everything. Come on, that's funny. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. Live from Los Angeles. That is like Kim Jong-il does Jim Roop. Hi, sir.
Hi.
How are you?
Much better now.
That's funny. You know that's funny.
Very funny.
All right. Stephanie Miller can do it. They have this great bit where it's Kim Jong-il comes out and does the weather or something. And I swear to God, it's literally that. Kim Jong-il, this guy does. And I don't typically find voices and sort of characters on a show to be funny. Like, unless you're Phil Hendry, I typically find voices not to be. That's like hack work, typically. But this guy that does Kim Jong-il is hilarious. And it really, Kim Jong-il reading the weather or whatever is, I don't care who you are, that is amusing. Just as it was amusing just now when I was Jackie Chan as Rush Limbaugh.
Speaking of Rush Limbaugh,
yes.
Is he on your station?
He is. No. They choose not to associate with the rabble. No, he is not on our station.
If you were, you'd be able to fill in for him.
I know. So it's a dream. Well, Tony Snow can't do it anymore. He's got a real job. So, no, I'm not going to go on and on and on about this. I'll save all of this for when he's dead. I've been preparing a whole... I got a whole speech in my head for what... Do you do this? Do you think about your, you know, idols or heroes or people you look up to, and you anticipate being sad when they're dead someday? Does anybody here do that? Sarah, you think about Bob Dylan, probably. You anticipate being sad when you...
Yeah, I've thought about
you'll
it.
You'll pick up the newspaper someday, Dylan, dead at 72, and you think about it, you're like, well, that'll be sad. Like, no one wants to admit this, but you think about perhaps your loved ones, perhaps a family member, a parent, and you don't anticipate, but you think forward, and you're like, well, that'll suck. And you wonder, how will I handle that? How will I weather such a difficult time? I think about that in terms of celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Someday, Robert Plant will die, you know, atop a 25-year-old woman, and I will be on the air, and I will be able to talk about it.
The doggone Frasier died.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad. I don't want to hear dog death stories. That's depressing. A way to bring the room down. Anyway, someday Rush Limbaugh will either die or I will be asked to induct him into the Broadcasting Hall of Fame. And then I will be able to I'll be able to use my one and only skill, which is rattling paper and speaking in a voice that approximates his. I got no other talent. Hey, let me ask you this, Gary Baumgarten. I'm reading now from the CNN prep sheet, and we've learned in the past that this is a sort of scattershot business in terms of accuracy.
Well, only because news changes on a minute-by-minute basis.
Uh-huh. Sure. That's why. Why does it contain this phrase? This is Dateline Los Angeles, Jim Roop, available after 8 a.m., and then in the little blurb, the slug, where it says what you're talking about, it has the phrase, more sex among fat people.
Well, they're finding each other.
Well, I guess they're easy to spot. Look over there! Thin people are harder to see, I suppose. You can spot a fat person from like
just gonna go
four times as far away. Come on! I'm sorry. Now nothing's funny. Now Sarah's not laughing at any of my material. What if I said it as Jackie Chan?
That'd be funny.
The fat woman you date, blackout whole sun. Your clothing say one size fit most. All right. You swim and leave ring around lake. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Anyway, so this whole show has just gone crazy. But they have. I swear to God, this is what it says. Why? Why are so many people overweight? Scientists have come up with new reasons for obesity, including smokers, air conditioning. This is like what do these three things have in common? Smokers, air conditioning, and more sex among fat people.
Well, it's not that there are new reasons for obesity. It's just that. Scientists are now saying that there's more to obesity than just diet and exercise, and there are other factors that could be alternative reasons for the spike in obesity in this country. And air conditioning is one, and non-smokers is another, and fat people finding each other is another.
All right. But, I mean, okay. But air conditioning is...
Well, because we're comfortable. And we're not sweating anymore, and we're not shivering anymore. We're not expending the calories we used to expend.
Oh, I see, because shivering does consume energy. I never thought about that.
Yeah, and sweating, you know, helps you lose weight, I guess.
Let's just call it what it is. This is because of the Internet, isn't it? Because before, if you were a 500-pound man, you lived a lonely shell of an existence in a clapboard hut somewhere. And then you died unwanted and virginized. But now with the Internet, you just go and you type, like, you know, corpulent man seeks, you know, and, like, there's somebody out there who shares your love for the flesh, and you'll be able to have children with somebody, and who will probably be fat.
Right. See, the thing with the...
You don't want to talk about this, do you?
I'll tell you why. Can I be honest with you and not be a reporter for a second?
Yes.
Because it's stupid.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why it's stupid. Because when scientists give you reasons for things, you can find alternatives or remedies for them.
Yes.
For it, but there's only two that I can see in this whole mess that makes any sense to me. For instance, no one's going to give up their air conditioning.
Right, damn straight.
I'm not going to sweat so I can lose weight.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know? I mean, there's a thing in here where some medicines can cause weight gain. Okay, well, that I can change. I go to my doctor, get another prescription.
Right.
All right? I'm not going to start smoking again. I never smoked in the first place, but if I'm a smoker, I'm not going to start smoking because smoking's a weight suppressant.
It is a diet, an appetite suppressant,
appetite,
yes.
Appetite suppressant, I'm sorry.
Okay.
But the only true one is inadequate sleep. Apparently, if you don't get enough sleep, you can gain weight. Well, then I'll get more sleep. I'll get more sleep and I'll change my medication, but nothing else makes any sense to me. And to me, it looks like just another reason. Another excuse not to exercise or eat right.
Well, that's what I mean. Dennis Pitchenbarger's on the show with us sometimes. We have this joke that there's a 2-page diet book. Eat less, exercise more, and yeah. Wash, rinse, repeat. That's
it. Genetics does play a part.
Yeah. Well, it can be hard.
But there are heavy people that are healthy.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't. Your size isn't so. I mean, it's that blubbery fat look that's unhealthy. There are beefy people.
Beefy.
That are healthier than others.
There's less of it in Southern California, though, than I think in other parts of the country.
Well, because in Southern California, you go to a doctor and he hoses it out of you.
Yeah.
There's a guy, there's some guy you go to and he takes you, it's like in that series, that Ed J. Moore series, Action. If you need to lose 100 pounds in 5 minutes, there's a guy, if you pay him enough, he'll make that happen.
Oh, Mr. Lipple.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, seriously,
they call themselves doctors.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, all right. Okay, there you go. Is there anything, blah, 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 Pirates of the Caribbean? I don't really care about this. No, there's nothing. Is it hot where you are?
It's humid.
Maybe you'd like to talk about Aaron Spelling.
Oh, and Aaron Spelling died. We're kind of bummed out about that.
Yeah, he had a pretty good career.
He did. Well, he had a good run. You know what? It's not like he got... I mean, did he just die of death, of being alive for 80?
He died of death.
He had a stroke, and then he died from complications of that. But he was 83.
83, yeah. I mean...
Very prolific in his job. I mean, one thing I liked about him was, he was doing movies for a while, and then he said, movies suck because it takes too long to get the product out there.
Right.
He likes TV because it's immediate.
And, that guy lived a full life. He was successful. He made an impact on pop culture. He had a daughter.
Yep.
You can't ask for much more than what that guy had.
And a son. Everyone forgets about Randy Spelling.
Nobody cares, though.
Yeah.
No. You can't ask for much of a better life than that guy had. I mean, he's up there with Gene Simmons and Hugh Hefner and whatever. Those guys are going to die with a big smile on their face.
Yeah.
All right. Jim Rope, on that note, we will say goodbye. We'll talk to you soon, my friend. Enjoy the rest of your Southern California day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Jim Rope in Los Angeles. All right.
I don't think Phil Spector will die with a smile on his face.
No. die covered in someone else's blood. All right.
Or Robert Blake, for that matter.
Yeah, there's a joke there somewhere. I just can't put it. I don't know what it is. Let's go to the City Desk with your personal savior, Tim Riley. I was going to introduce him as Jackie Chan, and then I thought better of it.
From higher down to the bottom of the coin tower. I haven't done this in so long, I forget how to open up the news. From high atop the bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk News Beat.
We get all these sound bites.
Oh, I know. We have
And all these watches.
Oh, well, we'll never get to them. We're going to start on hour 2B anyway.
I've got something from North Korea, though. Is it funny?
Probably.
Is it Kim Jong-il? Wait.
The question is...
Oh, no. Okay.
No. We're going to go on to hour 2.
It's not some sort of screaming dialect. Okay.
No.
All right, I'm ready.
30 Cambodians suffering food poisoning after eating homemade noodles contaminated with chewing tobacco that had dropped into the batter from the cook's mouth. Very ill. The victims, mostly children, began vomiting and eating after eating the noodle soup for breakfast in the village of Batay Muche province in Cambodia.
Tobacco in their breakfast.
Yeah. An investigation turned up traces of chewing tobacco in the noodles and led police to 39-year-old wholesale noodle vendor Sing Sing, who had supplied the shops where people got sick.
Now, whole omelet taste of Kodiak.
Now, Sing Sing is an avid tobacco chewer, like many poor Cambodian women.
Oh.
And said she did not realize the wad dropped out of her mouth into the vat.
The wad dropped out of her mouth.
Police gave her a lesson in personal hygiene and told her to be more careful when opening her mouth while cooking, and she agreed to
beat her in the face with a shovel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The wad dropped out of her mouth.
Yeah, that's true.
Pinch between your cheek and gum.
Well, two characters will die in the final book of the Harry Potter series, but British author J.K. Rowling won't say who they are. In a British television interview... Rowling said she is still working on the seventh and final book, but she's already written the last chapter.
Okay, I'm making a prediction right now. This is not a spoiler. No. It's not. I repeat, not a spoiler. Because I don't know. But I'm saying, I don't think Dumbledore's dead. I believe...
No, I don't think so either.
Because Snape supposedly killed him. I believe that that was actually Dumbledore, and he had used the Polyjuice potion, and he had, transmogrified or whatever the hell, into Snape. I don't think it was real. I think he had somehow changed bodies or whatever with Snape.
But can't you only do that temporarily?
I don't know. Well, he's Dumbledore. He can do whatever.
Yeah, but you can only do that until it runs out.
I guess. I don't know, but I don't think Dumbledore's dead is my point. I think he will come back. Maybe not, because he might only come back as a spirit, though, like Obi-Wan did.
Yeah. Maybe the battery in the car is dead.
I cannot wait till they make that the movie for this last book, The Half-Blood Prince.
Half-Blood Prince is the best so far.
Oh, I can't wait to see the lake with all the arms and the people. That's going to be messed up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, here's Arthur J.K. Rowling.
Am I playing cut three first?
Whatever's the top one.
One
yes.
character got a reprieve. But I have to say, to die, that I didn't intend to die.
Listen to that British woman in the background just cackling like a seal and not even forming words.
One character got a reprieve.
Listen to that.
But I have to say, to die.
She's not even speaking.
Oi, oi.
Maybe Joan Embry brought on her animals.
Wait, so she said that one of them comes back, but two more die.
I don't know. Let's listen again. I think her point is she was going to kill three. And then at the last minute, one got a reprieve.
One character got a reprieve. But I have to say, two die that I didn't intend to die.
Yeah.
Maybe she'd like a raw fish.
Yeah. Well, Harry, she's got to kill Harry. Or maybe not. I don't know. I think, though, that... I don't want to go on.
Please talk about the fate of Harry Potter.
I've never been tempted to kill him off before the end of book seven.
Misdirection, misdirection.
Yeah, totally.
Totally misdirection.
He's destined to die from the beginning. From the first book, he was destined to die.
I'm telling you, I'm saying for me, I think Neville Longbottom is gonna save the day.
You've always said that.
I'm totally, because he's like the little stooge that, you know, he's the one least likely. It's going to be like in Sky High, when at the end, the kid...
Who do you think the second person is that's going to die?
Got to be one of the Weasleys.
I think it might be either Ron or Hermione. One of the two. Maybe Ron.
I don't know.
I thought it was Ron in this last one. I thought he was the one who died.
I don't know. I don't want to guess about it.
Why are we not in the Geek Watch?
We should be. What are you going to do? But I do believe that Snape probably plays a huge part in the final book, and I believe we're going to see another facet to his character. I believe that Snape is going to partially redeem himself.
You don't believe he's as evil as the last book led us to?
No, because remember in the first book, it turned out at the end of the first book that... Never mind. I'm just saying...
No, but at the end of the fifth book, he had already... Or sixth?
He killed Dumbledore at the end of the sixth
book. Yeah, but he had already also done other evil things.
Well, he made the Unbreakable Oath with... Was it
yes.
Bellatrix Lestrange or whatever it is? Or it was somebody? No, it was with Narcissus Malfoy. He made the Unbreakable... I'm sorry. I just started listening to us for a minute. Let's... okay, we'll move on now.
Meanwhile...
I don't know. I don't...
We'll forge onward here. Is that the noodle lady?
Yes, it is.
That's how it fell out of her mouth. Well, after pushing up the release date for the long-awaited Superman Returns, Warner Brothers is hoping to cash in on one of the most reliable audiences in the movie business. They are called fanboys. What is a fanboy? And why is Hollywood catering to them? Well, they are an obsessive fan... Of a single subject of hobby.
And often single.
the most reliable movie-going segment. They're under 35, mostly male. They're fans of comic book heroes in series like Lord of the Rings and Star Wars.
They're geeks. I mean, fanboy, they're dorks. That's who they are. And I count myself among them. I'm not excluding myself there.
The reason the fanboys are so powerful in Hollywood is because they have nothing else to spend their money on.
That's what it is.
I know. They're adult males with incomes who will buy, like, toys.
It's movies and pewter action figures, and that's it.
And the latest demo that they're working on this time around? Fangirls. Hollywood targeting a slew of horror flicks at young women.
All right.
That's that.
They got me to get the V for Vendetta.
We should note that Sarah and I are going to not together. I mean, well, together, but with other people.
You're always so weird about that.
We're not together.
Like, when we were talking about my shoes today, you're like...
God, there was a whole moment in my office when Susan Reynolds was there.
Uncomfortable.
I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea.
Rick, you're married.
Yes, and we know that stuff... Bill Clinton was married. Elton John was married.
No, you are the supervisor, and she is the supervisee.
That's what I'm saying. Also, and I, yes, and I don't, I'm a managerial position. I want to make sure there's no untoward behavior perceived by anybody. No, we were talking about Sarah and Susan Reynolds were, and I were talking about shoes in my office. I don't even remember why.
She has this really nice pair of wedges that look like the shoes I was wearing.
And then Sarah says, you know, those shoes look like blah, blah, blah. And
the
I'm
ones
like,
I was shoving in your face.
And I'm like, yes. And then Sarah says the phrase, oh, those are like the shoes I was shoving into your face, Rick. And I was like, figuratively speaking, of course. And
see, I didn't even think about it like
that. Of course you didn't. But then I had to clarify. I'm like, no, this is when Sarah and I were shopping for shoes together. And then it didn't sound any better.
After the eyebrow waxing.
Yeah, yes, after the plucking. So well, we're going to see Superman. And speaking of which, I need a ride. So if you can...
Oh, I need a ride. I don't have a car.
Okay. We'll figure
well,
that out later,
blame
I
blame it on a certain woman everyone's going to see tomorrow morning.
Oh, she's going to get hers. No, I got... Well, see, here, Laura is in Utah. Sarah and I are going out to the movies because my wife is out of town. No, my wife wanted to go see, Laura wanted to go see her family, and we added so much programming this week, and the station was so busy, and I'm like, this is the week for you to go. I'm like, take the dog, leave, be gone, because...
You totally planned it so you didn't have to go, didn't you?
Well, it worked out nicely that way that I was able to avoid it, but I told her, I'm like, this is my hell week, as it turned out to be, and like, but she took the car, and I've got the 4Runner, which is fine, except it's developed this problem in the starter. I can talk to Dennis about that in a moment, where like one out of every 10 times, it won't start. And it takes like 45 minutes. And I come back later, it'll start. So I don't want to be stuck in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Because then you've got to kill yourself.
At 1 o'clock in the morning.
At 1 in the morning.
And
the movie,
we have to be at the court really early, too.
Because the movie starts at 10, and I don't want to be like at 1:30, like, turning the key. And you don't have a car at all.
Nope.
I see Aaron Duran in our future. All right. We should be done now.
I think we are.
We haven't even had one watch.
Well, there's always tomorrow, isn't there?
Yes.
We didn't have any yesterday either.
No.
We'll get to it tomorrow.
Should we get to any of the
Promise.
Movie news?
No.
No. It's not going to happen.
No. Tim, the voice of authority. Those days are past. All right. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson. Wait, hold on. Let me find a sounder here. Let's welcome to the...
I'm huge.
No. Welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show.
One big fiesta for illegal aliens and homosexuals.
Dennis Pitzenbarger from the Portland Tribune. How are you, sir?
Just a big festival of homosexuals and people without green cards, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay, then.
Take you off your feet there for a second.
All right.
God.
These old cereal have hint of wintergreen. You spend night in shed.
Isn't that why you choose bandits? That it just, you know, they were prepackaged.
Dude, so I don't know. What are you talking to me about? I don't know. I got another. All right, let's take a break, but let's take a moment here. Here's where we are. What time is it?
2:22.
You may think that this
is hot, by the way.
It's really hot.
It's hot in here.
You're a little sweaty, Rick.
I'm glistening.
You should mop your brow.
Mop your brow. I don't know what that means. Did your dad ever do that? You're like, Dad, you ought to, you know, you ought to wind the clock. Oh, wind your clock. It just repeats it back louder, and it's like a threat somehow.
Your dad was scary.
He really was. All right. I am sweaty.
He owned many handguns, didn't he?
Yes, he did, actually. I had the key. They were locked up. This is my dad. Here's my dad. My dad is sort of like a self-cleaning oven. He could only ever be so smart because then he would undo himself. My dad had lots of guns, kept them all locked up in like this thick-ass safe, you know, huge cement-laden walls. It was fireproof. And then he kept the keys on the coffee table. There you go. That's Dad for you. It's locked up. Key over here. All right. What are we doing here? We got to do the top five or Scotty J is going to kill us. We got to do... Oh, I got to get this call. We should do another round of...
Well, we don't have a guest at 2:30, so...
Oh, yeah. We should do another round of Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics.
Okay.
All right. Should we do that now?
Yeah, let's do that now.
Well, let's take caller number five, Scotty. We will do another installment of Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics. We'll take caller number five at 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. We got a pair of tickets to see Hatebreed, Norma Jean, and like 80 other bands. At the Roseland this Friday. And it starts early, man. It starts like 5 p.m. But don't worry about it because it's going to be going forever. It's like a whole bunch of bands. It literally is like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 bands. It's Ozzfest. It's a bunch of second stage bands from Ozzfest. And the only ones I'm really familiar with are Norma Jean and Hatebreed. But it's going to be a good time. So it's a pair of tickets to see Ozzfest. It's a whole day-long like hard rock metal kind of thing happening starting at 5 p.m. this Friday to Roseland. So we have those. We'll take caller number 5 at 503-733-2970. And you have to spot the fake metal lyrics And if you are able to spot the fake metal lyrics, then by God, by gum, you will win a pair of tickets.
That starts at 5 p.m.
It starts literally, the tickets say 4:45, but
that
I think
doors?
It, what?
That could work.
Doors?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know when the show actually starts. Well, let me look. I brought up the webpage.
Really good, you know, because
it goes forever, too. I mean, the show is like, again, there's like a whole bunch of bands.
You go there, you become deaf, you get your drink on.
You load up, you party,
you recharge.
Yeah, let me look here. I'm bringing up the page right now. Because Ozfest is actually coming, and let's see. Here we go.
You've been to Ozfest, haven't you?
I actually have never been to Ozfest. Man, no,
that is assault on the senses.
Hey, Breed, Unearth, etc. Norma Jean. Yeah, so it is this Friday at the Roseland. So it's 5:03. All That Remains, The Red Cord, A Life Once Lost, Walls of Jericho, Full Blown Chaos. So there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 bands. Starting at 5 p.m. at the Roseland Friday. So anyway, so we'll do a spot the fake metal lyrics in a second. Scotty is screening the calls. All right, let's see. It's 503-733-297. Dennis Pitzenbarger is here. How is your life, sir?
My life is great. Sounds like your truck, you got some problems.
Here's the thing. Let me ask you this. I don't mean to be the guy just boring everybody but bringing you on and talking about my own personal car trouble, which interests no one. But so I get in the 4Runner. I put in the key. I turn the key. And normally it fires up. Little bit of trouble, but I mean, fires, you know, it's an older truck, fires up. Like, one out of every 10, 15 times, though, it's just nothing. Yeah. Not even trying to turn over. It's just nothing. But then I'll go back, like, half an hour later, it's fine.
Yeah, it's a solenoid. There's a starter solenoid, and then there's a starter. And the solenoid activates the starter, and it's really a cheap fix. And, there is a monumental amount of shops in Portland that could help you with that, including myself. If you bought the parts, showed up at my doorstep, I would help you with that.
I believe I might go to Mr. Transmission. Mr. Transmission and Milex, they are making the difference. One vehicle at a time. All right. It's 5 o'clock. That's a gay ring. The hell is that?
It's my little...
Was that the Sting?
No, I don't know what it is.
All right. It's 503-733-2970.
It's not gay.
All right. Okay. Let's take caller number 5. It's caller number 5. This is a different Tony. Okay, new Tony. Tony, hi. How are you, sir?
How are you doing?
I'm rolling, brother. Now, are you down with the kids and their metal?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Are you ready to play? Okay, does somebody want
to
turn their phone off? All right, hold on just one second. Turn off your phone, dude.
I'm trying, man.
What ring is that?
I obviously, it's the gay ring.
That's the setting.
The funny thing is, you know who's calling me? Ian Gordon. So there you go.
Oh, wait, hold on. Listen, you want to hear a manly ring?
See, nobody's calling me.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, no, yeah. I can't answer this. I'm on the air.
Hey, if you can figure out how to get a ringtone on my trio, I'm all for you.
All right. All right, we're going to play Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics. Here's the deal, Tony. I'm going to read you two sets of metal lyrics. One of them is fake. You must correctly identify the fake set. If you do, you score yourself a pair of tickets to Hatebreed this Friday. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. And again, don't pay any attention to the melody, the whatever. Just pay attention to the lyrics. I'm going to read you two sets. Here we go. Set of lyrics, the first. It came down like rain, pumped into my veins from out of nowhere. Buried by bullets, thought I'd never go. Buried by bullets, the end of the show. Okay, that's set the first. Here's set the second. It came with the nightfall, the dark that swallowed the stars. One by one, it painted them black and brought horror to our hearts. All right, which set is the fake set, Tony?
I'm going to say the first one.
Yes, you are correct. Finally, the streak is broken. Yes, and by the way, that song is titled Buried by Bullets, lyrics by Scotty J. All right, congratulations, Tony. You have a pair of tickets to Hatebreed and the rest of Offfest at the Roseland this Friday. Thank you, sir. I'm going to put you on hold. Scotty's going to get your information. All right, there you go. 503-733-2-970. Do we need a break?
Yes.
Have we taken the 20?
Nope.
Man, we're in real Don and Mike territory here. Speaking of which, like is a 3, Don and Mike show at 7 p.m. Man, that launch. It was great to hear that show back on the air.
I missed the dings. Remember that little...
They're due the bell. Well, I think it's actually the best of Don and Mike this week, so who knows. But, but Don and Mike at 7, John and Jeff at 11, and of course, 6 to 9 in mornings, Stephanie Miller. Good times. All right, we're going to be back with Dennis Pitzenbarger from the Portland Tribune. I got all these Lisa Goddard emails to get to. What else?
What's up with your romance with her?
It's no romance. We have a strictly professional relationship, not unlike that of Sarah and I, who shop for shoes together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Okay. 503-733-2970.
You're blushing.
I'm not blushing. I'm glistening. You get off my back, son of a bitch.
Firing.
Bastard. Stay there. Back after this. It's AM 970, Solid State Radio.
You're listening to The Rick Emerson Show.
All right, here we go.
On AM 970, Solid State Radio.
There's people calling me.
Oh, no.
I gotta create some sort of no-call zone. All right. Yeah, the best part is these titles Scotty J has come up with. One of them is, one of the titles is just called KUFO. All right. I've just given it away. Because it says UFO in the lyrics. All right. UFO stretched the sky, shrapnel hit my eye. This bloody war of vengeance reignites high. They have finally arrived, death and destruction. UFO, UFO, there's nowhere to hide. Those are genius. By the way, these lyrics of Scotty J's are modeled on the actual lyrics of the band Man O' War. If you've never heard Man O' War, get thee to CD Game Exchange now. Five locations, one near you. Five locations, one near you. Go check them out. I gotta go there too. You know why? And this is true. Because Sarah keeps telling me that I gotta see Fade to Black, which is that Jay-Z DVD?
It is. It's really cool.
It's like a documentary, like the making of the Black album?
Yep.
All right. Because that's his final, because he, you know, it was his final hurrah. He retired and whatnot. So they got a whole wide selection, not just of CDs and DVDs, but actually music DVDs too. Concert DVDs, documentaries. I got a great, one of the best documentaries on music I've ever seen called Welcome to Death Row, which is about the rise and fall of Death Row Records. I got it there. I've been looking for it forever. It was like $5 or something. Go see them. They buy, they sell, they trade. They got brand new stuff as well. New releases every week. And if they don't have it, they can find it. Brand new location on Mississippi and one on Southeast McLaughlin. CMCD Game Exchange.
At Taco Time Restaurants, we're so excited about adding mango peach salsa to our famous crispy chicken ranchero. We'd like to give you a taste of it right now. Unfortunately, this is radio and you can't taste radio. But we can let you hear what this flavorful, tart, sweet and tangy new entree sounds like to your taste buds. It goes a little something like this. The first thing your tongue hears is the syncopated rhythm of fresh cabbage blend with cheddar cheese and a blast of ranch dressing. As your taste buds listen to the crispy strips of tender chicken, they hear a melody of stringed instruments. Finally, the crescendo of sweet and tangy mango peach salsa strikes a keynote of flavor on your palate. It all comes together for that big band sound in your mouth. The new Mango Ranchero. It's music to your tongue. It's taco time.
Hey, Mom, stuck at work now. Call up Carside. Nice save. Hey, Mom, be an all-star. Pick up just what they crave. Applebee's, Carside to go. Good food, fast, don't you know? Salads, six seafood, have an Applebee's buffet. Applebee's, Carside to go. Take them home to your bungalow. Participating locations.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 list.
Brought to you by Active Firming Lotion. Only from Nivea for Men.
Nivea for Men presents Sounds for Men. Today's episode, Slot Machine, Swedish Girl.
This is a lot of money. Shirt fell off.
Men, that was for you. Like our active firming lotion. It firms and tightens your face. Only from Nivea for Men.
A Hallmark Channel original movie.
Don't you know who I am?
You're my pa.
Oh, make this quick, Johnny. Come on.
Oh.
Your buddy comes after us. Your boy's dead.
Sheriff, they took Abe.
That grandson of yours could get hurt.
You can keep the bank money. Just get us the boy.
I'm scared.
Stacey Keach.
I'll kill you and any that's with you.
Patrick Duffy.
Now that is like the good old days.
Kenneth Johnson.
Adios, Kendry.
Most men don't get to choose their time to die.
Desolation Canyon premieres this Saturday at 9, 8 central on Hallmark Channel.
The category tonight, top 10 signs your boss is spying on you. Oh. Number 10. But wherever you go, you're followed by a potted plant and loafers. Number 9. The bracelet he gave you for Christmas beeps if you leave your cubicle. Number 8.
Office coffee has hint of hazelnut and sodium pentothal. Number 7, your name's Sam. Next to your parking spot, reserved for the guy following Sam. Number 6, find yourself getting tasered more than with previous bosses. Number 5, your new secretary looks a lot like that chick from Alias. Number 4, instead of photos of wife and kids on his desk, he has photos of you sleeping. Wouldn't that be something? Number 3, when you're alone in the men's room, a voice tells you to quit blocking the lens.
That would be my problem.
Number 2, a boss critical of typos in your personal emails, and the number 1 sign your boss is spying on you, the fax machine just coughed.
Don't forget to join David tonight when his scheduled guests will be Anne Hathaway, comedian Jim Gaffigan, and Dashboard Confessional. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2006, Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
Tonight, CBS presents the story of 7 women. They're real housewives.
I have to go.
You're going to go cook me breakfast?
No.
They're real moms.
No fights on the bed.
They're real desperate.
Hello.
I will do anything for sex.
And we could never script the drama in their lives.
You have sex with men other than your husband?
God. This isn't my first affair. I've had like 4.
Introducing the official guilty pleasure of summer, the Tuesday Night Book Club. CBS Tonight.
From Portland, the Rick Emerson Show continues.
Now, if you're ready, we will begin.
AM 970, Solid State Radio.
Numbers on my cell phone before, and like lately now it's every day. I am not Kate.
The best of my knowledge. Thank you, sir.
His last name was Hurl. How embarrassing is that? 503-733-2970 is the Rick Emerson Show.
Yeah, and so forth.
We're here with Dennis Pitchenbarger from the Portland Tribune.
All right.
And blah, blah, blah. Do I have any more? Forever I roam. This hell is forever my home. Okay. Here we got Likas coming up at 3. Donna Mike at 7. John and Jeff at 11. Tomorrow, Stephanie Miller. Rick, about Lisa Goddard. This email says, she knew what she was saying. This is from Greg. Do you really think a national news reporter based in D.C. would accidentally say something ambiguous? She works in Washington, D.C. for CNN, for God's sakes. She measures and weighs every word before she says it. Maybe if a woman is talking to a woman about heels, she means her feet hurt. I am with Rick on this one. If a woman is telling a man who can't see her that she is in heels, she is saying, think of me that way. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. Love your show, Greg and Canby. P.S. Hi, Tim. Has Rick given you enough room for a computer monitor yet? No, the answer is no. So there you go. Okay, now, Scotty, is this real, this picture? You give me the straight scoop here. Don't screw with me. Is this a real this picture that you brought into me?
What is that?
Just a second. He's gone. Hello? Can you hear me in the back? Okay. Really? So it's true. This is not, you're not being a kooky radio guy. This is real. Speaking to myself. Okay. Well, he claims it's real. Okay. No, I am never kooky, he says. Okay. So, now, just one moment. Now, Lisa, Sarah.
Lisa on the phone.
Oh, shut up. Shut your mouth.
In heels
as well.
Ew, I feel a little creepy.
You need a moment?
I don't know the answer to that. I don't know! So you remember that picture of Lisa Goddard where she had the long blonde hair?
Yeah.
Sort of, and I don't mean this in a creepy way. Kind of a, well, never mind. I was going to compare her to somebody. But anyway, I'm just saying long, kind of long blonde hair and whatever. Okay, but now Scotty brought this picture in. And he purports that this is a picture of Lisa Goddard from CNN. I'm going to fold this up and hand it to Sarah.
Okay.
I'm going to cruelly tease Dennis with it for a moment. Look at that. Don't let Dennis see it.
It's not cool.
Okay. Does that look anything like Lisa Goddard based on what we know?
Nose job and different ethnicity altogether.
Okay, I'm not... By the way, if this is all... I mean, if it is her, we... I'm not saying you've had a nose job. I'm saying that doesn't look anything like the picture that we saw of her
before.
This
isn't the same person.
I don't believe that's Lisa Goddard.
That is not Lisa Goddard.
That woman looks Latin.
She does. Yeah, she's pretty.
She's very pretty, but... Okay, Scotty says, oh, I could be wrong. Thank you. Thanks for that. Okay, you can show it to Dennis now. This woman looks like Lacey Peterson. Let's just call it what it is.
Oh, yeah.
So, I believe you may have given me a picture of Lacey Peterson.
Well, short hair, a little darker, could be your Monica.
There you go. What do you mean, my Monica?
Well.
What does that mean?
As in Bill Clinton.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't have a Monica. You know, we only ever had, we had that Monica, that hot Monica girl who... called the show that day with the breathy voice that we were all like it. We were all so into. And then she said that she worked in the building here. And we never followed up on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Does it matter?
I don't know. Okay, here.
Okay. You're making, like, lecherous comments about Lisa.
I'm not. I'm saying that this is not a picture of her.
Breathy girl that calls.
I am not making lecherous comments about Lisa.
Come home.
L-I-H. Lisa in heels.
I'm not. Okay, I have not made any lecherous comments at all. These are the listeners who have emailed. I am simply passing along.
You called me Lisa.
That is not a lecherous comment. That's a mistake. You called me Justin once.
That's a Freudian slip.
You totally called me Justin. So that would be like if I called Lisa Lara or something. Now I'll probably do that now that I put the thought in my head.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
You should ask her why she told you about her high heels.
I'm not going to ask her about that. Whole show's become so sweaty and awkward. All right.
It's hot.
Jesus, God. All right, Sarah. So here we are. We should take some clarifying calls about the mystery noise. Here's why. Because the time is ticking. Tick, tick, ticking away, slipping into the future, Steve Miller would say. Because by the end of, did we say by the end of Thursday?
Yeah.
No.
Sorry, are we boring you? Okay. By the end of, I think it's like heat stroke here.
It's so hot.
How hot is it?
All right. By the end of Thursday, if we don't have this mystery noise thing solved, Sarah's going
to
blurt it out on the air. So that's the kind of hammer that we're...
I'm right now.
Don't, please do.
I thought you said it Friday. I heard earlier today when I was listening.
No, because Friday we got other fish to fry.
Okay.
So we got everybody in on Thursday. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a couple clarifying calls about the mystery noise. That is not the mystery noise. That's not the mystery noise.
You think that this is, though.
That is a wind-up shark that is in the studio for some reason. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970 right now. We will take some clarifying calls about the mystery noise. Because by the end of the show on Thursday, we got to be done with it. Because otherwise, it's just, can you turn my computer up, please? Otherwise, it's just going to drive everybody mental. So, all right. So if you have a clarifying question about the mystery noise, and again, this is not the clarifying question cannot be, what is it? The clarifying question has to be, like, is it a thing made of wire? Or is it a thing you would find inside a bassinet? You know, whatever. Clarifying questions. Please to be calling with those now. Do not call about the whatever.
Would Lisa Goddard hold it with heels?
Listen. See how it's persisting without my... I only made the observation.
You shouldn't have made the observation if you didn't want to.
This whole show is me making... It's what I do. I make observations.
See, and you should know this by now.
Okay. Oh, they want to know. Rick, do we know if our alleged hit-and-run ho is going up before a judge or a jury? My friend has jury duty tomorrow. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how it works because they cited her. I think she's going in front of a judge.
I'd like to think that we can negatively influence the jury. I'd like to think that we can bias things against her.
So am I allowed to go in and watch?
Absolutely.
Sure, it's public. It is a public unless they, unless it's like OJ or something where they eventually kick people out. It is a public. You're paying for it. It's your tax dollars. It's a public trial or hearing or whatever. It's a public courtroom.
You're going to be there with me, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks, Rick.
We really do sound like we're dating sometimes. You know that that's true. You know that that...
Will you be there to hold my hand? We can go shoe shopping after.
Can I get the gay cell phone ring to go with that? All right. We're going to take some calls now, and then I'm going to go shoot myself. All right. Let's see. Here we go. The Rick Emerson Show. Let's take Ed. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. Do you have a clarifying question?
Yeah, Rick. Is this item used for work or for pleasure? Entertainment, fun, or is it a work?
Of the two, I would say for pleasure.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
There you go. A clarifying question. That's true. I mean, it depends on what you do for a living, though.
It does.
It depends on what one's career is.
You opened up a can of worms with that statement.
Yes. What if it really was the sound of opening a can of worms? How ironic would that be? Hear me in the back. All right, fine. Sons of bitches. All right, let's see.
I haven't heard that for a while. Please?
Yeah, you should play it. Thank you.
I think I got cut off.
I'm sorry?
Oh, dude.
What did you just say?
I think I got cut off. There was a silence.
Oh, no, I was kind of, all right. Hello.
Is this Nate?
Is this Nate?
Yeah.
Aren't you busy at work?
Well, not so busy I can't ask a question.
Yeah, you harpy.
Jeez.
Get off a brother's back.
Man, make
I don't pester you at your work. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Nate, do you have a clarifying question about the
mystery? I do.
All right.
Can I fit it in my pants?
Your pants or another man's pants? Because who knows?
Listen, I'm not putting anything in another dude's pants. If you want to put it in somebody else's pants, it's your problem.
Sarah, could Nate put it in his pants?
I don't know.
Oh, wow, that's very clarifying.
So you're right.
You're running a tight ship over there, Rick Emerson.
It's so awkward.
Well, it's just kind of strange that he wants to stick things in his pants.
Okay, moving on now. Thank you, Nate. Okay, pleased to be going away now. Okay. There were so many layers to that question. Well, and again,
wouldn't it depend on the pants?
And the man,
no,
I would think.
Let me just tell you, I've been getting emails from this person saying, I'm so busy, I can't do anything else.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, honey, I'd love to have lunch with you, but that work.
No, I can't talk, I'm too busy.
I'd love to sit and talk about your personal problems.
Let me sit on the
problems.
Phone for 10 minutes and ask a clarifying question about the mystery noise. That's me smacking you on the side of your head.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Damn.
Where's that jar? Oh, there it is, up on top of the counter.
Yeah. Okay. Jesus. I'd love to sit and talk about your feelings all day, honey, but I'm at work. By the way, is it part of a microwave? All right. Okay. Let's just, in honor of the whole...
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. Amy, you are on the Rick Emerson Show. What is your clarifying question about the mystery noise?
Yeah, is it part of a car?
Can you be more specific?
Part of a gas tank?
No, you're wrong. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you, Amy.
Thanks.
All right. By the way, here's what we're going to do tomorrow. Tomorrow, we are going to do the definitive list of frequently guessed things that it is not. You know what I mean?
Spinner from the Game of Life?
No! Oh, I'm sorry. That's an example. No, it's not a spinner for the game. It's not the boingy thing in the bottom of a door. What's the other one that we always... Oh, it's not a ruler on the edge of a desk. Yeah. No. 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 All right. Let's see. Aaron, you are on the Rick Emerson radio program. Would you please, now, what is your clarifying question about the mystery noise?
Is it a device used for gambling?
Can you be more... No, it's not. No, you're...
Damn it.
No. Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
If you were stoned, this would be even funnier. Not that you should be stoned, because that's wrong. I'm just saying it would be hilarious. All right. We should break now.
Everything was always funner when you were stoned.
Did you really just say that?
Well, it was. I remember many moons ago.
You know what I'm talking about, Sarah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's 503-733-2970. I walk the planet. Forever I roam. This hell is forever my home. All right. I don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Back after this.
Live from Portland, only on AM 970, Solid State Radio.
I'm going to look away. Okay, tell me you're not going to do that in here. Are you going to wait?
I'm going to wait.
Okay. Ugh. Do you know what's like that thing? Do you ever hear somebody on the radio and they kind of have something in their throat? And you at home are going, it makes you want to clear your throat?
Do you remember that woman that we had on as a guest and it sounded like a constant stream of water in her mouth? Do you remember that?
No.
She was a lawyer. It was so distracting.
I do remember her and it was,
yeah.
Hold on. Yeah.
It was bizarre.
She had like the Alfred Hitchcock, Michael Reagan watery mouth going on. All right. Oh, God. All right. Let's talk about Super Digital, kids. Super Digital, 503-228-2222. Or while you're thinking about it now, go to superdigital.com. If you're sitting, like if you're Nate, maybe, not really working, just avoiding your girlfriend, pretending that you're on the clock, take some company time when you're not on hold in a radio talk show to talk about fishing lures or whatever. Go to superdigital.com. Find out more about them. The many services they offer. Full service production. And of course, that's where we recorded that Gene Simmons took My Girl song. I mean, basically, from the sound in your head to getting it down, to recording it, to mixing it, to mastering it, and then to getting it on CD, Super Digital can handle it all. Now, if you want to be like building your own kind of little mini home recording studio, you want to be stocking it, or maybe you just need a good microphone. Maybe you just need to get a new plug-in for Pro Tools. They got all of it. Pro Tools, Mackie, Shure, Sennheiser. And I got to tell you, man, as from a guy who speaks to you through the Electro Voice RE20, which is one of the finest microphones known to man, I know from microphones and headphones. And these guys know what they're talking about, too. And if you want to get your CD mixed there or mastered, maybe, man, you know, you got to get something ready to sell. They got that Starving Musician special. Tell them you heard it here. You can get 1,000 ready-to-sell CDs for just $11.49. It's like $1.15 each. Call Super Digital. It's 503-228-2222. Do it while you're thinking about it. Do it now. 503-228-2222. Super Digital.
Homeowners, if you want to spend less on bills, how about reducing your mortgage payment up to 33%? It's easy with Quicken Loans. Just write down this number, 800-281-6105. Quicken Loans can show you how to cut your mortgage payment up to 33% so you can make your money work harder, like paying off high-interest credit card bills, affording home improvements, or increasing your retirement savings. Just call 800-281-6105. With over 150 exclusive loan programs, the mortgage experts at Quicken Loans have something for you. This could be the most valuable call you make all year. Find out how you can cut your monthly mortgage payment up to 33%. Quicken Loans. America's home loan experts. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Call now. 800-281-6105. That's 800-281-6105. Hey, poker fans, casino buffs, billiard players, listen up. The Northwest is now introducing the newest, latest, and hottest magazine for all the games you love to play on the felt. Whether it's poker, blackjack, billiards, craps, roulette, and did I say poker? On the Felt magazine has it all. On the Felt magazine gives you all the insider information on the latest casino features and gaming tips, player profiles, poker and billiards tutorials, and a whole lot more. A one-year membership is only $30, and that's just the beginning. In addition to your one-year bi-monthly membership to On the Felt magazine, you'll also be a part of the Final Table Club, where you'll receive discounts at all On the Felt retailers, an embroidered hat, free admission to the Oregon Gaming Expo in September, a bonus gift, and much, much more. For more information about On the Felt magazine, or to sign up now, go to the AM 970 website at www.970.am and click on the On the Felt logo. On the Felt magazine. It's everything you need to know about games on the felt.
Just so you know, car insurance websites that promise multiple rate quotes can't speak for GEICO. The only place to get a real GEICO quote is at geico.com.
This hour of the Rick Emerson Show brought to you by CD Game Exchange with 5 locations in Portland. They buy, they sell, they trade. CD Game Exchange.
Coming up at 3, it's the Tom Likas Show. Now, back to Rick on AM 970 Solid State Radio.
Ah, good Lord. All right, we now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. What is today, Tuesday?
Yeah.
Superman tonight. We can make it to Vancouver. Did you really invite somebody to this?
Yeah, because usually when we get tickets, we get too.
No, they didn't give us tickets. I had to buy tickets. I had to go online.
Oh, yeah, I still owe you money.
I bought it. Yes, you owe me $10. It is the Cinetopia, though. Apparently, I think they'll serve you mashed potatoes or something while you watch it. It is Vancouver. So you're going with me. So, let's see. So, Superman tonight. Yeah, that's stuff. Here's what's coming up tomorrow, though. Tomorrow and Thursday, we got more tickets to give away to Offfest. Hatebreed and Norma Jean playing at the Roseland this Friday. We have Tom Petty tickets. We have a pair of Tom Petty tickets we're going to give away as well. But here's the thing is, by the end of Thursday, we're going to finish this mystery noise business. I can't take it anymore. I just can't. It makes me want to weep. So we'll get to that. What else? Scotty thinks we hate him because we didn't get to his top five. He hasn't worked long enough here to know that we don't typically get to most things. We'll get on Gray Eubank, who's moving to Otis. What else? Again, I didn't play the song about girls who cut themselves.
Oh.
I know. Well, what are you going to do?
Things happen.
It's only so many hours. Rick, tell Sarah she can shove her shoes in my face. I am not her supervisor. Just trying to help, Michael. Dennis Pitsenbarger, you got a TV show coming up this weekend. Tell the people about it.
Absolutely. Channel 14 on the wonderful world of Comcast cable. Oh, that's me tapping my fingers.
Okay, please don't do that.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Channel 14, if you are a Comcast subscriber or if you have a friend that has Comcast, you can tune in at 1 o'clock. The new Fuel show will be on air. It's not half bad.
Okay. There you go. That's a ringing endorsement if ever I've heard one.
Well, I've heard people that say that they're into cars. They enjoy it, if that's good enough. And I can't believe how many people actually went to the on-demand part, because it will be on-demand for the whole month. And we had something like 3,000 people pick it up.
Wow.
I was very surprised.
That is. Are you sure that it was? I mean, was it by accident? Or?
No. Well, it could have been.
I mean, were they looking for 6 feet under here somewhere?
Yeah, it could be this. You know, maybe it confuse them, but right. No, it should be pretty cool. And also, I'm really...
what are you driving right now?
Driving a Dodge Mega Cab, if you can believe it.
Mega Cab.
Is
that like something for the future?
It's like, you know what a crew cab is? I mean, you're from Kennewick.
Yeah, well, thank you.
All right. Four doors, right. And then the Mega Cab from Dodge. They make it that much bigger by enlarging the cab like 8 more inches. So
it's a Pelican. That's, you know, you're too. That's before your time. It's a huge... It's an I just got divorced truck, isn't it? And I have to reestablish my manhood.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Many, many 5'2" men own this truck.
You know a cool-looking car, and I'm not much of a car guy, is a Magnum. I dig those cars.
The station
those
wagon
are cool-looking cars. I kind of dig them. I don't know that I'd drive one, but they're kind of cool-looking.
And they're actually relatively inexpensive.
Really?
So, I mean, I think we should just fix your Toyota and go get you a new car this weekend.
Well, okay.
Or not.
Why not live in debt? Let's see. I'm in radio. What could go wrong with that? Let's talk to Jen. Jen, hi. Jen!
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Am I interrupting you?
Well, you said a different name, so I wasn't paying attention.
Okay. Do you have a clarifying question, Jen? Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Okay. You want to talk to Tom? Okay. Well,
I was waiting
and
for that.
Okay, and we're done. It's 503-733-2-9. I don't know where... You know, the first half of Screener is screen. So I don't know what that was all about. Maybe it was the newly Latin Lisa Goddard calling in. By the way, Scotty has admitted that it's ever so slightly possible that he found two pictures next to each other on the CNN page and he pulled the wrong one. So he did come back with a picture that looked a lot like what we understand Lisa Goddard.
Where is that picture? Did you hide that in your pocket?
Yes, I hid it in my pocket.
I'm just saying. You want to hold that?
Gosh, this is just like Rick's creepy show.
I am not. Okay, but I haven't said any of these things.
Your wife's at a listening range today.
This is all the listeners, and then you're saying stuff, and then I haven't said anything. All I did was observe that she made a comment about wearing high heels. You sons of bitches. That's it. All right. Fuel show this weekend Channel 14, 1 o'clock Saturday?
That's exactly right.
Look, and tell me I can't pimp. All right.
Did you hit the post, though?
No. Okay. You're done. Why do you got to take it there? That's not.
It was good. I was good radio. Okay. I enjoyed it. I enjoy your show every day.
You lose. All right.
Now.
All right. The Rick Emerson Show returns at noon tomorrow. Don't forget to like us next. Don and Mike Show at 7. John and Jeff at 11. Tomorrow, Stephanie Miller. Check it out tomorrow, 6 to 9 a.m. Rick Emerson Show produced today and every day by the glistening Sarah X. Dillon for AM 970 Solid State Radio. Tim Riley in the newsroom. Thank you to Dennis Pitsenbarger, Lisa Goddard, Jim Roop, Gary Baumgarten, and Storm Large. Kids, see y'all tomorrow at noon as always, don't let the bastards grind it down. Scotty J is screening your calls. Thanks for listening. Be safe. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Attention FM DJs in the greater Portland area. Your daily show prep is now concluded. Thanks for listening. You're listening to AM 970. KCMD AM Portland. Solid State Radio. If you haven't heard the Tom Likas show lately, you haven't heard this.
Yeah. In reality, an average pedestrian hotel room now in New York is over $400 a night. This was an above-average room. This was a good room in a great hotel. $250 a night. And I took JetBlue to get to me. $300 or so round trip. About $300. 36 channels of TV, leather seats. But, could I have used Delta and flown for $1,800 or $2,000 and flown business class, first class? You bet I could have. But why? Why do it? My personality is I don't believe in wasting money. Just saving, investing, planning. As wild and irresponsible as I sound, one area where I am extremely...